Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. We're at 6:20 in the morning at 8:50, 9:50, 12:50, and 2:50 today. Those will be your next opportunities at 194's Pick Your Purse. Stupid stories, misconnections on a Craigslist on the next little while. First, when it comes to breakfast, you're probably in one of these two categories, according to a recent study. Either one, you just skip it. It's the most important meal of the day, but you skip it. Or two, you have the exact same breakfast almost every single day, Monday through Friday, and then maybe get a little adventurous on Saturday and Sunday. So let me ask you this. Are you in either of those categories, Amy?
Well, I think it's like the same thing every day. I bring a water bottle, a Coke, and a granola bar.
And that is your well-balanced, nutritious breakfast every day.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll spice things up and I might have an Uncrustable, or I might bring goldfish or mini muffins.
Okay, so every once in a while I feel like treating yourself.
Yeah, if I can make it to the grocery store that Sunday.
I'm in the category of people where it is identical every single day, Monday through Friday. Like maybe Saturday and Sunday different because I'm around like my wife and kids. But Monday through Friday, it's the exact same thing. It's like all liquid. I have on my drive here, I chug down a Premier protein shake. Maybe the flavor changes, but it remains the same. Yeah. It's going to be that. And then I have my like gallon of coffee when I get to work. And that's it every day.
Yeah, maybe the weekends it would change, but almost weekends for me, I think if anything, breakfast is skipped. I'm sleeping in, going straight to lunch.
Okay, but you even want to call it brunch to make it a little bit more breakfasty?
Yeah, fine. I go to brunch.
You go to brunch. So what do you have for breakfast today? And is it the same thing you have absolutely every single day? Hello.
Today, I specifically had an Egg McMuffin and a medium orange juice.
My brain's failing to process why you would have skipped out on hash browns, my friend.
Nah, I don't go for the hash browns. They tend to be a little greasy sometimes if I can't eat it right away. It's like, by the time I get to work, it's like, okay, it's cold and greasy now.
No, that's probably, honestly, what I do is I barely get out of the parking lot in that situation, and I've eaten the hash browns, and maybe the sandwich will survive until I get to my destination, and that is a massive maybe.
I was going to say, now I'm getting hungry for breakfast sandwiches. Yum, yum, and how do you skip on the hash brown?
Let me guess, you're already on DoorDash.
Not yet. Not yet, but I'm going to be tempted.
Work in that direction. What'd you have for breakfast today? And is it the same thing you have absolutely every single day? And if so, well, you're pretty much like everybody else. 6:21 is the Playhouse with Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber. It's Stay on Y94. I do the same. Hey, it's Playhouse of the Morning, Y94. Talking about what you have for breakfast this morning because we're investigative journalists asking those hard-hitting questions. For a reason, though, study says that when it comes to breakfast, you either skip it altogether or you're one of those people that has the exact same thing every single day. It's most likely you're one of those two types of people. What are we seeing, Amy Kay?
Somebody said, I always have 3 scrambled eggs with some pepper and hot sauce. Somebody else said, granola, yogurt, blueberries, boom. Someone else said, I prefer the extra 30 minutes in bed than having breakfast. I just sip on a bunch of coffee.
And what you having today is the same thing you have every day? Or?
So for breakfast this morning and every single morning of my life, because I'm boring, I had gluten-free, organic cinnamon and sugar oatmeal.
Okay, doesn't sound very exciting, but sounds probably healthy, I guess.
Yeah, but all I could think is I wish I could live a wild and crazy life and mix things up every day, you know? Yeah.
You could. You just have to want it.
I would get sick of the same thing like that, the same oatmeal.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you, I think a lot of times why people have the same thing every day is because it's out of convenience, right?
Yeah.
I just grab this or I don't think about it. I'm putting minimal effort into it. Yours actually sounds like it takes a little bit of effort.
I tried to get oatmeal and start eating it every day at work. It's not good.
Were you getting like flavored like oatmeal, or is it just regular,
right,
boring oatmeal?
I bought the wrong kind. Do you see? I mean, this is actually probably helpful to my body.
Fiber and protein and maple and brown sugar. Well, that seems like it would be just fine.
But I think this is like double fiber and stuff like that. Like it's not, it tastes good. It tastes like the artificial sugar. So then I bought a huge thing of brown sugar, which I don't know if you've seen in my office.
I did see it. I thought maybe we were doing some sort of stunt or something, honestly.
It's a huge, massive bag. Why can't they just sell smaller brown sugar bags?
So when you ate that much fiber, did you go full-on Elon Musk SpaceX on that toilet liner?
No.
Because that's what I imagined happening.
No, but now I'm going to... Maybe I will just eat it. Just eat it up, get it out of here, and then I can buy normal oatmeal.
Rocket Man.
I don't know.
Your breakfast food, hello?
So for breakfast this morning and every single morning of my life because I'm boring.
Hello? Okay, so a lot of boring people calling today and people with bad phone service. Hi.
I have the same thing Monday through Friday, which sounds really boring, but there's a reason. I do oatmeal, Quaker oats, the old-fashioned kind, and then I put half a cup of vanilla, unsweetened almond milk, and then cinnamon, and in the morning I throw bananas in it, and it's really, really awesome. It's an absolute must.
A lot of people really dressing up that oatmeal today. Also, a lot of people just calling to say, every day I have this, and I'm so boring, and I'm just so sorry.
But she's making hers. Is she doing it the night before?
You would almost have to.
In the morning, yeah.
Because
you redo it?
How would you even have that sort of motivation every day?
I couldn't. No way at all.
Like if you even get out of bed.
I would like to start bringing, it's not really healthy, but I would do it a couple times, the like frozen breakfast bowls.
Okay, yeah.
I like those.
That's not so bad. So are you talking about like a Jimmy Dean?
Yes, yummy.
You microwave, you got a little sausage in there, a little bit of eggs. Any other breakfast?
Yeah, somebody said they have two cans of NOS. Isn't that just like two cans of energy drink? I feel like you're going to be crazy at work.
Yeah, it gets you going, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somebody else said hard-boiled eggs, easy to do at the beginning of the week. Just make a bunch of hard-boiled eggs. Then I bring those to work with me. And somebody else said, I love Pop-Tarts. Easy to eat while driving to work.
And you got something you have every single day?
I got the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, too. A lot of breakfast sandwiches making the list today.
Oh, man, that's making me hungry now. I want to order some.
You had a stretch of time where you were eating the gas station breakfast sandwiches pretty regularly.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, they're just fine.
I would get stuff from, I'd also do the frozen sandwiches, but those don't taste as good. They're not good to make. But the thing is, hours have changed for gas stations. The pandemic has really hurt me there.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? Are you all right?
No, I used to like to stop at gas stations in the morning to get like an energy drink or a coffee and some gas station snacks.
And they're all closed on you or what?
Yes. All the ones I drive past in the morning are closed. Don't you remember when I tried to get gas the other morning? I had to go to three different gas stations.
It's going to be a little out of your way, but I can direct you in the right direction because I drive past about three of them that are wide open.
What?
I leave earlier than you do.
Yeah.
So I got you covered. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Missed connections. When you see somebody in public and you kind of, you're lusting for them, but it doesn't work out. Well, you post some missed connections. We read them after Lovely the Band.